corporate vice president at Microsoft, and we're here at the Extopia today in Berlin, Germany. Do you want to tell me what it is you introduced here today, something called BizSpark?
BizSpark, you bet. We introduced BizSpark today in Germany. It's a program, global program, to make our software available to the startup community with no cost up front. We've brought it together with a series of network partners who are entities that care about startups, could be venture capital firms or university incubators or angel investors, if you will, who qualify the startups along with the Microsoft people in the field. And a qualified startup is a startup that's in business less than 3 years and has less than $1 million in annualized revenues. And with that, they get 3 years worth of use right to all of our core technologies, all of our tools and core servers, which we can talk about, at no charge for 3 full years. And then when they exit the program, they pay a small exit fee of $100, after which they then normalize their business terms with us on whatever the going rates are, depending upon the size, scale of their company, and, of course, the architecture of their infrastructure.
Okay. This is a global program.
It is.
How many startups are you expecting to get involved with this program?
There will be thousands and thousands of startups. We launched at the Web 2.0 conference in San Francisco a week ago. We had 1,000 inquiries within 24 hours, so it's exciting. The scale is good. We have people positioned in 82 countries around the world to bring startups on board, so they're Microsoft employees in 82 countries. Who are bringing together this network partner community to help work with the startups. So, yeah, pretty fast. There will be thousands over time. We shall see.
Right. Okay, and if people want more information, or if they want to possibly become one of the startups themselves,
yep.
Where do they need to go?
There's a place to go called MicrosoftStartupZone.com. So one word, MicrosoftStartupZone.com or Microsoft.com/BizSpark, BizSpark. Those two places will give you everything you need to know about the program, including a list of all the core technologies that you get your hands on, from Visual Studio, Windows Server, SQL Server, SharePoint Server, BizTalk Server, System Center, CRM, all the core servers to build a web hosting and web-facing business.
Okay, and one last question. You mentioned in the keynote today that there's never really a bad time to start a company. Considering the economic situation right now, if people feel like they've got the right idea, a good concept, what advice would you give them?
Well, there is never a bad time to start a company because for the most part, startups take a long time to mature and become successful, years, and so you're typically going to weather any kind of a economic upturn or downturn. Realistically, I think if you think about the fundamental question that a startup should be looking at is, what is the business that you want to be in, and then what is the business model? And picking the right business is the hardest problem, though. And then the model for how you'll figure out how to build a successful business is really the second order. But picking the business is the first question. It may sound trite, but it really is the hardest problem.
All righty. Well, that's all my questions for now. Thank you
very much. All right, great. Glad to be here.